require that at a certain point to be publicly dedicated. So that's, when you see the D word, that's usually what it connotes, public, dedicated to the public for ingress, egress, and hopefully utilities as well.
So Dan, I don't know if you can see the screen share right now, but this is the dedication and acknowledgement from the partition plat 2003-4, I believe. And then it is this partition plat is referenced in 2012-13, right.
So where's the note there? Okay.
So here's the four, I don't know if you can see my
partition plat.
Right, here's the 40-foot access egress easement per partition plat 2003-4, but I did notice up in the left-hand corner, there's a dedication memo up here that says, note by all men, these present on behalf of the city council, either Mayor Boardman, Oregon, owner of the lands depicted herein, have caused these lands to be surveyed and subdivided as shown, and do hereby dedicate to all the public all roads and right-of-ways not designated as private, and all easements designated as public utility easements as shown herein. But I'm not sure if that...
Is anything labeled private? Do you see...
I don't see any, no.
Because that would that removes all doubt. That language, that plat note, removes all doubt. I'm looking to see if there's anything.
And that was
so. If you look at so some of it says road right of way, so like Tower Road, but that's a little different, pre-existing county road. So
this is the language that refers to that portion here.
Yeah.
And then I can go back to the 2003, and there's a delay when I switch through these screens here, so my apologies.
So that plat note in the upper left corner, though.
Here's the, I'll go back to that here in a second. Yeah.
And in that note, which you're showing right there, and is that a note at the bottom of the plat as well? It doesn't clarify whether it's private or public, but the note in the upper left corner that you showed before that seems to.
Yeah, and this was a prior, the 2003, and then the 2012 makes it pretty clear.
Yeah, I can go back to that 2012 if you need to.
Yeah.
Give me a second to zoom in on that.
Yeah, dedicate. That everything go. There's a public interest in all easements.
Mm-hmm.
That aren't designated private.
Yeah.
So Dan, what if I were to call your attention to the difference between how the Coonsey Lane is shown, and Stephen, maybe you can go down in the one you're in, go down to the bottom, because where Coonsey Lane is shown. Right, down in the middle of the graphic, right there.
That the east-west thing?
Yeah, it is shown dedicated as a public road.
Okay.
The 40-foot is dedicated as an ingress-egress easement. I think there's a difference in intent.
I would argue the intent doesn't matter. It was spelled out
clear
clearly.
Clear language that the word dedication was used, easement. But I think you can see a difference in intent.
She's not talking. So she should acknowledge you, so.
Sorry. I would argue
maybe,
that
maybe, but the plat note kind of makes it clear that all the easements are publicly dedicated unless they say they're private. You know, I'll give it that's my best shot in interpreting this, but under Oregon law, the person who gets to decide really is a judge. Only a judge has the authority to interpret, is the final authority to interpret deeds and language like this. So, I mean, I would say this is somewhat ambiguous. My sense is that note in the upper left corner that's under dedication, that tends to remove all doubt. There's still maybe a shadow of ambiguity here, but, even if what you do is no more clear than this, that I don't see that there's a difference.
And Dan, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Regardless of what this language says, is there anything that would prohibit the Planning Commission from imposing this 60-foot access to parcel one? I mean, we can do this regardless of what the language says, correct?
Yeah, regardless of what's on this, what had happened previously, mm-hmm. you know, apply the code as it exists today. And
okay.
I mean, here we're trying to read the tea leaves on previously recorded plats, and really it's immaterial.
Right, it seems irrelevant. I mean, I think this is given, our goal was to get access to parcel one. Planning Commission, Planning Tamara and them have done that. I say that, you know, let's move forward on this.
Did you have an additional question?
No, I was in agreement with that.
And it's from center line too, so it's 60 foot, yes, but it's 30 foot from center, so it's 10 feet. It's not 20 feet that we're talking about.
We're talking about 60, because the parcel to the east would be an EFU zone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 20 feet off of this parcel.
Off of the existing parcel, right?
Mm-hmm. So there's an existing 40-foot easement on parcel 2, and you're asking the other 20 to also come from parcel 2.
So
it's not going to be on center, it's all going to be on one side.
Okay.
That's right, because the parcels to the east are in an exclusive farm use zone. Yeah.
Okay. Any additional questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing. Oh, are you need something?
You guys are a little on the quiet side.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
With
that, I would call for a motion.
I make a motion to accept the conditions as proposed in the findings.
Okay.
And to approve the partition plat.
Yeah.
I would say also as modified
by
in the staff report tonight.
Yes.
And we talked about
moved a few of them around.
Trip, I don't know if you guys were off wrong when I made a comment, but we're not changing anything. It's still going to be space age industrial, so none of these uses on any of this land is going to change going forward at this point in time. We're not allowing any different use going forward, just making three lots out of one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, so I have a motion from Trip to approve with the changes to both the LPN 52924 and the replat with the conditions and moving to subsequent conditions of approval. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second by Liz. Do we have any additional discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion passed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we are moving on to conditional use permit CUPN 37824, Victor Calvillo, applicant and owner. Again, the same set of rules. If you have anybody wants to present testimony, they need to please address the chair directly and begin with your name, spelling of your name and address. At this time, are there any abstentions or conflicts?
Nope.
Seeing none. Is this Caitlin?
Yep.
This is me.
The next two words.
Okay. All right. Miss Caitlin.
CUP-NOR 3-378-24 for Mr. Calvillo out of the West Glen subdivision. He is proposing to have 3 10-wheelers and 2 commercial truck and trailer units operating out of his property. He stated for 3 to 5 years, we would recommend the 1-year permit with the opportunity to renew for 2 years. Going through the packet, you'll also see that as of right now, they do have 2 accesses to the parcel, which you would find on page 80. The existing legal access is off of Ridgecrest Lane, which is a dedicated public roadway not maintained by the county. The applicant is applying with the intent to use the other access, also on Parkside, which is unpermitted at this time. I'm requesting to be discontinued unless otherwise approved by the Morrill County Public Works. The planning staff recommends the applicant obtain all necessary public work permits, and this is included as a condition. The rest of the conditions are fairly straightforward. Applicant shall maintain the home occupation as presented in the application. 3 10-wheeler commercial trucks and 2 commercial trailer units are permitted with this home occupation permit. If complaints are received or it is found that the permit is being performed outside what is proposed, the applicant will be responsible for paying any applicable review or renewal application fees. Second condition, all commercial activity occur within the hours of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. All commercial activity should be limited to single trips per day per unit. Condition 3, no more than 5 full-time or part-time persons will be employed at the site at any one time. 4, noise, traffic, lighting, and other potential impacts of neighboring properties shall be limited to those generally anticipated for typical residential use. Thus, no major mechanical work or operation is permitted in conjunction with this home occupation permit. Condition 5, this permit would be valid for 1 year with the annual review and an opportunity to renew the permit for up to 2 additional years. This permit is not valid if the ownership of the lot changes, at which time the owner will need to apply for a new conditional use permit. This permit is not valid if the property is annexed into the city of Boardman, at which time the proposed use will cease and the property shall conform to applicable city zoning standards and regulations. Mm-hmm. Condition 6, any proposed signage will need to meet the requirements of the Monroe County Zoning Ordinance and receive the zoning permit approval. And then final, the condition 7, applicant shall discontinue use of the unpermitted secondary access to the site or obtain all necessary public access permits to allow the secondary access. Any questions?
Okay. I would invite the applicant proponent to present testimony at this time.
And I'm going to interpret for them.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Can you just say that?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we spoke.
Hi.
So va a dar su nombre, lo vale deletrear y va a dar su dirección.
Soy Víctor Calvillo.
Deletrea.
B I C T O R.
Okay. Su dirección.
Richland. 7126. Richland.
Thank you. Okay, we're here to get a desk permit, you know, and we talk about the 2 exits. 1 each is for the driveway, which is the high access to the house. And the second one is with the go to the semi, you know, the truck. That's what we're talking about. So they say but we need a permit for the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, because when we bought the lot, you know, the place, so they don't have, they have opened, you know, the area. They had a fence, but they have opened, so that's why we never asked them for permit at all, you know, until we found out now. So,
okay.
And we can go for it.
So this is why they need the permit
on Park Side. So they need a permit on Park Side.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
Park
Side.
So hauling time all year round or just like potato
seasonal
harvest?
Says potato most of that, yeah.
Okay.
And you know, the 10-wheeler just is only for 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay.
And it's local. You know, most of the time they stay on the farm.
Okay.
And they back maybe, you know, maybe a week, but it's now, they give you the opportunity to stay there, so they stay there.
Okay.
So my husband and I, we are sort of drivers.
Okay.
And for the semi, we have, when we get this, you know, for this, for me, is that we have 2 semis.
Okay.
And the 2 trailers, potato beds. So, but, you know, at that time we had 3, but when it was broke out, and we never think we could take it back.
Okay.
And right now, that's what they come in and let this girl know.
Okay.
You know, we have that one. And just probably we sell her, you know, but how does this go so hopefully?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we had that extra there. And I think so, we don't have any five, seven drivers, so we're not having enough chances for our drive, both drivers.
Okay. And Chair, if I may. Mm-hmm. And you don't intend to keep that extra truck. You're just...
No.
This permit would just be for the...
We had that one because mm-hmm. this other one is broke down.
Yes.
So, and as, you know, yeah.
So right now you have an extra truck parked there.
Trucks back there.
But the permit would be for the three
when
Zen-wheelers.
We ask for that, yes. Yes.
Okay. Any additional questions for the applicant? Okay. I guess that's all questions we have right now. We may have more questions later.
Okay, we have to answer.
At this time, I invite any testimony opponents to testify or present evidence.
Okay. So does that mean they can go sit?
For right now,
se pueden sentar ahí.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. At this time, I would ask if there's any interested parties or agencies that want to provide neutral testimony. Okay. Any additional questions to the applicant for anybody? Okay, at this time, is anyone to continue the hearing or hold the record open? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing. At this time, commission have any questions for staff or the applicant? As we all know, we're trying to find a solution, so there's no perfect solution, so.
Can I ask, Caitlin, do you understand this is temporary?
Yeah, we hear that. Yeah, this is, they say, a year. So hopefully we found a place, you know, this is the place we live for years, so in this coming, hopefully get something, it's nothing close to us. So
yeah.
That's why we're not doing it.
Okay, thank you.
Can we decide at one meeting they can apply? Two times for two additional years. Mm-hmm.
That was stated at the beginning.
Well, it stated they could apply for two additional years. I'm saying apply twice for each individual year. Mm-hmm. I thought when we first started it, we did, they could apply up to two more times for 2 years.
No, max three.
Yeah, max three.
So they can't apply for the same permit. This mm-hmm. permit, if approved, they could re-up it for two more years for a total of three.
Okay, I thought we mm-hmm. did 1.2 additional years.
The first one was for 5 years.
Yeah.
Because he was retiring.
The first gentleman.
And then after that, we decided on the 1 year with the opportunity to.
Because we are trying.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, excuse me. And after that, you know, of course, we want to get the place. What about if there's nothing happening? It's the time. 3 years. So, what
can do it? Well, unfortunately, that comes down to code enforcement. And, you know, based on this permit, mm-hmm. we're acknowledging that this is a temporary use only. Mm-hmm. So it would essentially come down to a citation that could be up to $880 a day, mm-hmm. you know, until the violation was resolved.
Of course, yes. We don't want that. You don't get in the right place to leave, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Done. Okay. All right, do I have a motion for this year?
I motion we approve conditional use permit CUP-N-378-24.
We have a motion for the conditional approval. Do I have a second?
I have a second.
Okay. It's been made and second. Any additional deliberation? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion passed.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And you don't have to, no one has to stay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
You guys all have to stay.
Yes.
Okay. We are moving forward with conditional use permit CUPN-385-25 Eudoro Cardenas Herrera.
Yes.
Yes. Applicant and owner. At this time, are there any abstentions or conflicts of interest? Hearing none. Caitlin, will you present the staff findings?
Yes. So this will be for CUP-N-385-25 for Mr. Cardenas. This is in a rural residential zone here in Irrigan. So it is a little different. He is applying to operate and park three commercial truck units, so three trucks, truck and trailer units on his property off West 8th here in Irrigan. This is outside of the Irrigan UGB. There's no direct concerns with the use being compatible with city zoning designations. However, the access to the site off West 8th is a county-owned and maintained road. If you look under section 6.050, standards and governing conditional uses, page 101, the findings, we felt the primary use of the property is residential, does not include the approval of any new structures or modifications to existing structures. The applicant will be conducting a home occupation within the existing buildings with truck parking outside of the existing structures as shown on the applicant's site plan. We have made it additional condition that this permit does not include the approval of any new structures or modifications to existing structures. If we go to conditions, they are very much the same as they are for West Glen. The applicant shall maintain the home occupation as presented in the application. Only three commercial trucking units are permitted with this home occupation permit. If complaints are received or it is found that the permit is being performed outside of what has been proposed, the applicant will be responsible for paying any applicable review or renewal application fees. All commercial activities shall occur within the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. All commercial activities should be limited to single trips per unit per day. No more than five full-time or part-time persons will be employed on site at any one time. Noise, traffic, lighting, and other potential impacts to neighboring properties shall be limited to those generally anticipated for a typical residential use. Thus, no major mechanical work or operation is permitted in conjunction with this home occupation permit. This permit is valid for 1 year with annual review and the opportunity to renew the permit for up to two additional years. This permit is not valid if the ownership of the lot changes, at which time the landowner will need to apply for a new conditional use permit. Any proposed signage will need to meet the requirements of the Morrow County Zoning Ordinance and receive zoning permit approval. And then again, number seven, this permit does not include the approval of any new structures or modifications to existing structures. So his is kind of a different parcel. It has two dwellings on it that was kind of grandfathered in the early 2000s. So there's two houses, and it's roughly 3.5 acres. And the home occupation permit would be out of just the one address. Which is why we have the does not include the approval of any new structures or modifications to existing structures.
So it's different because there's two houses?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a question, Caitlin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it owner-occupied now? Is the owner, the applicant, is he occupying this property now?
I can't say for sure if he's living in one or the other house. Okay. Only that he does own both of them.
Okay.
He lives in one of them, though.
I don't know if he lives in one or the other.
Okay,
just that
but
he owns
but,
both of them.
But he does occupy this property in question.
I can't say for certain if he does
okay.
live on the tax
okay.
lot.
Okay.
Yeah, but he owns both of the dwellings.
Okay.
And so, we've seen in a couple of the West Glens where they apply for two conditional use permits, it's two different properties where he lives at one, and then his son maybe lives. On the other property, but because he's a property owner,
I'm curious because of the language to not allow modifications to the existing dwellings.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of curiosity, what was the reason for introducing that one?
For introducing that one, it's on his site plan. It shows that he has an office, which we're not able to verify if it actually connects into the house.
Okay.
Or if it has a separate entrance and exit.
Okay.
But to clarify, Chair, if I might, if they wanted to remodel one of those houses, that would be fine. It's just, right. I think that creating a separate structure, because
I'm following you.
Yeah. Okay. Or
turning
an addition.
Turning it further more into a commercial
business.
Robbery. Got
yes.
it.
Yep.
Now I'm understanding.
Yep. You got it. Yep.
This time I would invite the applicant or proponent to present evidence. I see none, I don't care. So I would invite opponents to testify and present evidence. Please remember to state your name, spell your last name, and your, oh, or just write it down on this paper now. Welcome.
Hi, I'm Bob Vandecar. V-A-N-D-E-C-A-R, and we own the land to the south of this property.
Give your address.
So parcels 900-902-903.
Can you give your address, please?
81570 West 8th Road.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we sent in a letter objected to this, and after reading the determination of it, that satisfied that a lot of our issues are that kind of stuff, so we appreciate that. And just a couple of clarifications. In their application, they, on one, page 108 or item 108, they said general location was south of Washington Avenue, and that's not a big deal, but actually it's north. If you can see there, it's north of Washington Avenue. I own what's south of Washington Avenue. So I don't know if that's critical or not. Let me look here. Okay, when you talk about in your review, when you say three commercial truck and trailer, what we see, and we've got a couple of truck or one trucking outfit just around the corner there, and they have sometimes they have dual doubles, they have that and all that, and they've got a ton of that. So when you, and if you take their description, it just shows a tractor and a trailer. So is that, that's clarifying that it, that won't allow them to park additional rigs back there, is that correct?
Yeah, this is just for single commercial units.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we can specify that too.
Yeah, well, I was looking at their diagram that they have there, and it shows just three single units, but they, right currently, they have two tractors there. They've got a trailer sitting in the back, and then they have a tractor trailer sitting on the road. And that's one of our concerns.
Okay.
And so just to eliminate, because the other one, they have a dozen trailers. Okay. And
are you talking about the one off West 7th in Columbia?
Yes, yes.
Yes. Because that is actually an island. I think it's zone general industrial or light industrial. It's a really weird zoning.
I can pull it up if you give me a second here.
Yeah.
So just so I make sure, so a tractor trailer unit, so they're not separate, so you can have the tractor part and the trailer connected.
Well,
and sometimes
that's what
they
show, but sometimes you have double trailers.
Yeah. He's saying what if he parks
if?
Double
and
trailers,
when
are we
you
calling
say
that single?
Three units, commercial units, it could be six trailers and three tractors. I mean, that's clarification. That's what I'm trying to...
Yeah, our use is one tractor, one trailer,
yes.
is one unit, that's how we are. That's how we're using the guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That's our interpretation.
Or a 10-wheeler is one unit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the other one currently, the road, 8th Street, goes down in a, due to surveys way back when, it jogs over like that. So the traffic comes from Fish Hatchery around to that, and they park a tractor trailer on the side of the road. And when they come around that, you can see down through there, but we have some go fairly quickly. And if you have a
truck like they do on the 7th park there, you'll never see that other one come exiting their what they're requesting here. Mm-hmm. And I could see there's quite a bit of traffic because of the fish hatchery and because of residents there. And I can see them, you know, causing a conflict there. Because it's a 60-foot easement to get a, you know, get those trucks in the back there. Mm-hmm. So that's a concern. And when they talk, and I don't know if they have how many employees they have, but where are they going to park their car, their employee parking? Is that going to be back in the lot also?
Are they parking on the property, other people? And they can have up to two employees?
Well, currently they
can have up to five.
Up to five.
Yes. Yeah, that's
no
what
more than
the,
five.
That's what the things say. Mm-hmm. But if they park out on the road, and then it's going to make those trucks swing further out into the on 8th Street.
Mm-hmm. Are they parking on 8th?
They are. Currently, they're parking a truck and a trailer there, and then they're, and I don't know how many employees, you know, but there are cars in front of the houses that they show there. So, but I'm assuming that's people that live in the houses. It's not. Mm-hmm. They're talking about bringing employees where they get parked. But
have you dealt with that as far as road parking in your summary, or we have in the past? I know.
It is an issue in West Glen, but it's a public access road that's not maintained by the county. This one is maintained by the county, where they're parking off the roadway in front of their fence.
And the county, there's a not a code that we enforce, but the sheriff's office can. It's a 24 hours or something like mm-hmm. that to park a vehicle in the right of way, like on the shoulder.
Well, and we have a problem on 7th Street coming from Irrigan down, because if you come off of 7th out onto Columbia Lane, you can't see any traffic coming there. Mm-hmm. And I know the fire department's dealt with it. I don't know if they've ever got cited, but I know there's been complaints on that. And this isn't quite as much right at the intersection, but I can see that problem possibly in this area also.
And those kind of
yes,
so those that truck and trailer that's creating a visual barrier, clearance. It's coming from this property.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, so we can address that with the condition that those need to be parked on the property.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think currently if they're using it the next day or something like that, they park it out there so they can get out.
That's not a condition now, but we can make it.
Mm-hmm. Make it on, yeah. And then, I have another.
Oh, go ahead.
Do you have more?
Sorry,
we're just getting a conversation.
The other thing is noise. You know, we live back a ways, but if they're parking, as they show on this diagram, we kind of butt up on the west side there, from there out. But if we have had an individual start his trucks like at 4 in the morning mm-hmm. to warm them up to do this, and mm-hmm. it becomes a hassle. Mm-hmm. So if you're talking 6 to 6 and he can't get out there and start doing his business, and that's one thing, but some, you know, we have had where they would it'd be sitting there rumbling for quite a while.
And we put that condition, hopefully.
Yes.
So far, it has helped, but I guess each applicant is different, so that's why we added the time in there. But we definitely can add on parking.
But if he's operating like he has, you know, except for parking the truck on the mm-hmm. roadside, you know, he hasn't really been an impact too much the way he is right now, but I can see doing that. I run, you know, I run a few head of cows and stuff just across the fence, and I mean, through neighbors, we can take care of if we have an issue with that. But that, I think, is probably our just the local traffic, you know, that's just trying to be able to see through when they come out of this. It's not squared off like this drawing here. Mm-hmm. They virtually got to come as they have it now, the only way they can get to the back lot is coming from the south into it. There's no way they can come from the north into it because they don't have a wide enough access. But that's our concerns as long as you know, kind of address them. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you have any questions.
Okay. I don't have this one. Anybody, do you have questions?
I was just going to ask, these are all farm trucks, not refrigerated trucks?
Yes.
Okay, because in the past we've had a real problem with people running refrigerator units 24/7, and it would be a real nuisance.
Yeah, as far as I know, yeah. But the ones there are like potato hauling trucks or something. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the other thing, I don't know, do they get to do it 7 days a week?
No.
There's no, as far as I know, I didn't see what you
was there any language on that?
No, because
I don't think there was language on the dates.
Yeah, because all of them have been such short harvest times that we haven't had to put a date on it.
Is this
operation? Yeah, so this is seasonally. 6 months out of the year is what he proposes.
Okay.
But it's during the barbecue time.
It is, but only from 6 to 6. Hopefully.
We are.
Yeah.
So, no, we appreciate your comments.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Do we have additional opponents that would like to present evidence?
No.
Anybody on Zoom?
Okay.
Anybody neutral? Okay. Applicant's not here. At this time, we can keep the hearing open. Not hearing anything, we'll close the public hearing. Any additional questions of staff? I would like to see us add the parking, if
condition.
That's, I mean, as a condition.
I just think that maybe we need to add that on almost every application forward.
I think we assumed
this is the first one. I think
somebody's actually brought it up to our attention. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Chair, thank you for being polite. I very much appreciate it.
I have a question.
Yes.
How long has he been operating this business?
It's been a couple of years. I don't have a specific start date, but he's owned the property since early 2000s.
So are we going to extend what we're doing in Boardman in the West Glen to Irrigan as well?
I think to keep it across the board, we're going to have to.
Okay.
Throughout the county, actually.
Okay.
Because it's not just in Boardman. You know, we had the trucking company, trucking business off Olson, you know, that was out of the West Glen area.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have this issue in Irrigan that's been operating for a while now that needs to be addressed.
But these have a 3-year sunset.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any additional questions?
Would it make sense to have just an additional condition that says it's seasonal, even though the findings say that it's seasonal?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, operations approved seasonally up to 6 months out of the year, and that...
that's what his application is. I would agree with that.
Okay, so, yeah, just so it's... I think we're sitting around the room here, but if somebody comes in and says, well... It doesn't say it's only seasonal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have to have this discussion about, well, that was the intent. So if it's a condition, it's pretty clear.
I think that's going to be hard, though, because we're going to have to specify what months out of the year they're operating and when. And that would be hard to track. Yes, it's harvest, but, you know, different harvests happen throughout the year. And then the DeNovas, for example, they rent out their trucks. For a good part of the year, it sounds, if I remember correctly, from their application. They had the 8 units that they wanted to park, and they had the gravel lot in front of their house that they were parking on.
And the lady came.
Yes.
Well, you could ask them to put what harvests and what months those would include.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think most people know when you... generally start when you generally end.
Yeah.
You know. And you're probably going to go a couple weeks either way, or maybe a month in the case of my husband. But
could you make sure that's on the record, please?
But you know, they know. You know, we know when our harvest is going to pretty much start when it's usually going to end. So, and if it's more than one harvest, then they probably need to.